I'll speak to the Security Minister, Dan Jarvis. Should we morning?
Good morning.
How was the footy?
Incredible.
Wasn't it?
What a night.
Did you stay up especially to watch?
I've quite a few busy days,
yes.
But I was determined to watch it. It was fantastic, and we march forward to Sunday.
Can we do it?
Definitely.
Do you think?
Everything crossed.
Absolutely. First time we will ever have one on foreign soil, I think I'm right in saying. A major final.
Yes.
Yeah. Put that one in your pipe for later on when people are asking you about it. Now, let's talk about... let's not do the GDP figures. Let's talk about NATO instead, should we? And the fact that the Prime Minister is there over in the United States talking to, obviously, President Biden and others. Including the president in Kiev. He has apparently told us that he can fire British missiles at Russia. Kiev can fire British missiles at Russia. How concerned should we be about the retaliation if that happens?
Well, firstly, let me just say how seriously we take our commitments to NATO. NATO is the most successful military alliance in history. It underpins our national security, and our commitment to it is absolutely unshakable. Similarly, our special relationship with the United States is vital to our national security. So it's great to see the Prime Minister meeting with President Biden. I know that they've had really constructive and productive conversations already. Ukraine clearly is a massively important security issue. We are working closely with our colleagues across the NATO alliance to look at what we can do to support Ukraine. Our own national security is underpinned by the commitment to NATO. Clearly, we have a massive stake in terms of what happens in Ukraine, and we will want to work closely with all of our allies to make sure that our partners in Ukraine get the support that they need to respond to Putin's illegal invasion.
Yeah, but just to answer my question, Minister, how worried should we be about any retaliation by Russia?
Well, of course, we've got to guard against that. And of course, we've got to be incredibly careful. But what's most important is that in concert with our NATO allies, we work together to make sure that President Zelensky and Ukraine have got the material support that they need to defend themselves against Russia. It is an illegal invasion, the consequences of which are massive for the whole of the world. And we stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies in doing what we can to support our colleagues in Ukraine.
Which is why we need an arms services review in sooner than a year.
Well, the Prime Minister and my colleague, the Defence Secretary, John Healey, have made a commitment that that review will be initiated very quickly. It's important that we follow the process and look carefully at the nature of the threat our country faces and the resources that will be required to put in place an armed forces that is fit for purpose.
But sooner than a year?
Well, it's an important process and it will take a period of months. The British Army is now smaller than at any point since the Napoleonic War. We need to look carefully at what capability will be required. That's a complex process, but we've made a commitment to get on with that as quickly as possible,
okay.
And that's what will happen.
So when top brass say a review of our armed services can be done in 6 weeks, they're wrong?
Well, the senior officers at the Ministry of Defence have got an incredibly important role to play as part of this process. But there does need to be a process. These are matters that the Prime Minister and the Defence Secretary are discussing. We're just a few days into the new Labour government, but the Prime Minister has made a very clear commitment that we will do this, that there will be a defence review and that will be initiated in the very near future.
Yeah, but if the top brass is saying you can do it in 6 weeks, we're being warned that World War III could be at the turn of the decade, and you're saying it's going to take a year before you even decide whether money's going to be spent.
Well, I'm not saying
that's
that.
Quite alarming.
What I'm saying is that we need to do this properly. Our armed forces have been hollowed out in recent times. They are fundamental to our national security and our ability to defend ourselves, as well as other capabilities across the UK government. We need a proper process in place. We need a proper review to look at the changing nature of the threat. The world in which we live in is more dangerous, more complicated. The threats are greater, probably at any point
Absolutely.
Since the end of the Second World War. So we need to get this right, and we need to make sure that our armed forces and our other security capabilities are properly balanced, resourced to meet the nature of the complex threat that we undoubtedly face, and we need to get that right.
So when will our spending on defence hit 2.5%?
So the Prime Minister has made a cast-iron guarantee that we will get to 2.5% of GDP in terms of defence spending. But I believe that these things should be done properly, and that's why you've got to do the review, and then we'll get to the point at which we're committing to 2.5% at the earliest available opportunity when the financial circumstances allow. Call me old-fashioned, Kay, but I believe in process. I believe in doing things properly, and that's what this government will do. We will do things properly. There will be a comprehensive process of review, and then we will make sure that the correct resource is allocated to meet the findings of that review.
You guys have been in 2 minutes. Top brass that have been in post for decades are saying this can be done in 6 weeks. Why don't you listen to them?
We do listen to them. I have huge respect for those, all those who step forward to serve. John Healey has an excellent working relationship already with senior officers in the Ministry of Defence, and we will work closely with our colleagues there to get this done as quickly as possible. But at the same time, we need to do it properly. We're not in the business of cutting corners. We need to look at the complex nature of the threat that we face, both in terms of the armed forces, but in terms of other security capabilities that the government has, and put in place the right arrangements so that we can keep the country safe. Nothing is more important. There is nothing that we take more seriously than our national security. But we will do this properly and we will work cooperatively across government.
Yeah, of course, our water supply is very important as well. You're representing the government today. Steve Reid is meeting the water bosses. He previously said that he wanted criminal sanctions against water company executives. Where are we on that?
Well, Steve Reid is the Secretary of State for DEFRA. He's meeting with the chief executives of the water companies today. I think there is a very strong sense, and I know this from talking to people throughout the course of the election, that our water companies have not provided the level of service that we expect. Bills are too high. There are huge concerns about the illegal dumping of sewage in our waterways. And I know that Steve Reid and his team will be meeting with the chief executives basically to say to them that they need to do much better. There's been an announcement from Ofwat this morning. There is a weight of political pressure to ensure that bills are kept to an absolute minimum. And where there is money that is available to be invested, that needs to be focused on investing in our infrastructure, not on bonuses for chief executives.
OK. I wanted to start with this book because we were talking about the football. It seemed inappropriate. The family in Bushy. I mean, I just can't get my head around it. Should crossbow laws be changed?
Well, firstly, let me say that I am beyond devastated at what's happened in Bushy, and my heartfelt condolences goes to John and to the family of the three women who have tragically lost their lives. The Home Office initiated a call for evidence with regard to crossbows earlier on in this year. The Home Secretary will look very carefully at the evidence, and if she decides that there is a need for legislative change, then that is what will happen. We will not stop at anything to ensure that the public is safe. And the Home Secretary will look and consider these matters very carefully indeed.
Why would you need a crossbow? Unless it was for some sort of sport. I mean, you can't just wrap it in a sheet and walk it with it under your arm around the streets of the UK, surely?
Well, indeed, I completely agree. And that is why the Home Secretary will look very carefully at what's happened. She'll look very carefully. Well, I know that the Home Secretary is looking at this, literally, as we speak. There was a call for evidence initiated a number of months ago. She will want to consider that evidence in the round. She'll want to look clearly, very carefully at what happened yesterday, devastating events, and she will take a view in the near future, I'm sure.
OK, you say she's thinking about it as we speak. When will we hear more?
Yeah, well, I know that the Home Secretary is seized by the importance of all of this, but she's got to consider these matters in the round. She will take a view as to whether there is a requirement to make legislative changes, and I know that she will do that incredibly thoroughly.
What's it like being back in government?
It's, well, I'm seized by the extraordinary opportunity to serve the country. You know, these are not easy times. You know, the weight of responsibility, not least in terms of national security, is a heavy one. But it is an enormous privilege to serve the country. I've been in Parliament for 13 years. I've had a ringside seat on the chaos that we've seen. So it is a fantastic opportunity to transform our country for the better. And I know the Prime Minister and all of the ministers and the whole new team of Labour MPs are utterly committed to working tirelessly to make sure that we transform the country, and I look forward to playing my part in that.
That's minister speak. You didn't even smile a little bit during that answer.
Well,
you must be thrilled.
the Minister for Security carries quite a weight of responsibility, and that is a responsibility I carry heavily, but it is an enormous privilege. It's one that we take seriously, and we will work as hard as we possibly can to turn this country around, and it's a great privilege to have the opportunity to do so.
OK, and does Minister mean that you'll also be watching the game on Sunday?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Me neither. Good to see you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.